morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we're visiting with Brandon Toft, and he is the president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Brandon.
Good morning.
Brandon, a lot of people are excited about a football game that's happening on this Sunday, but Audubon County folks and all folks in the area are pretty excited too. Tell us why.
They are going to be featured. We are going to be featured in the Super Bowl ad. With Cenex, who decided to take a spin on the term Super Bowl and rename it Super Bowl. we're excited to see that come to fruition.
Oh, it is so very exciting. And so we want to be sure that people watch for that. You know, some of us, kind of like me, watch the game mostly for the ads, but other people, that's the time they get up and go do something else. You don't want to miss the Cenex ad this Sunday.
No, you don't. And they did pinpoint it a little for us. You want to make sure at least that you don't walk out in the third quarter. That's when they're anticipating it airs.
That really helps. Now, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, all this filming and so on, but because there is so much done, they did a special job for Audubon also. You've got more than the 15-second ad.
Yep, we're gonna get more than our 15 seconds of fame. They put together just this really nice, it's about 5-minute short documentary on Albert the Bull, featuring some members of our community that were either around then or helped put them together, or some of those things. Some people that kind of everybody knows, and it's just really nicely done. You know, you see documentaries on other things, and you think, well, that doesn't look like it looks here. But when it's kind of made for TV, it was really professionally done and was just really neat to see.
Yes. So, yes, the people in the documentary, as you say, they're all local folks. But the people in the ad, the ones who are doing the speaking parts, none of those, I believe, were from Audubon.
Nope. They did use their hired actors, which is fine. I mean, I'm sure every company does that. So they do, luckily, to anybody that doesn't know, will look like Audubon residents. They kind of look the part and fit the part and tell jokes like we do. So it works out. But, no, they are the actors. But in the end, there is a large shot of a bunch of people in front of the bowl, and those are all our community members.
Yes. Were you in there, Brandon?
I was not. We were busy with basketball that morning. So.
Okay. But I think there were some firemen. I don't know if there were some students. There was just a various group of people from Audubon that are there at the end. So you want to watch the commercial, clear to the end.
Yes. Yep. That's where the big one is for if you want to see somebody you may or may not know on a Super Bowl ad, on at least local. It's regional, I believe, is the ad.
Yes.
It won't be national, but it'll be in like a 6-state area or so.
Okay. So, of course, I think, as I understand it, that Albert the Bull was kind of their drawing card, the reason that they decided to do this ad there.
Yes, they reached out to us. So that wasn't anything that we tried to get them to do. It was an idea. I have no idea how it hatched, I guess, quite honestly. But they reached out to our city folk. And, I'd say that was probably this summer. And then a group of us kind of got together to make sure Albert was looking mm-hmm. dapper for the mm-hmm. Filming. And we got a grant and did a lot of work, repainted and got a new sign and did some things there for that. And then they came down this fall and shot a bunch of footage from all around town and obviously in front of Albert as well. And they just kind of pieced a bunch of it together for the documentary and then took the parts they were really going for and put it in the ad.
Mm-hmm. What did you find interesting, Brandon, in terms of how this all works? You said it started in the summer, and you know, now they finally have it done, so it's going to be out there on the air. What did you find interesting about that whole process?
I think a couple things. One is, how did you have people in Minneapolis? I mean, I've done a little creative ad writing in my past, I guess, when I was going to college and such, and how somebody from Minneapolis writing advertising copy for their company came up with little Audubon, Iowa, and the giant bowl to make a Super Bowl ad out of. That one caught me first, which, but of course, it's very wonderful, but, you know, how do you find that?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost seems like it would be finding a needle in a haystack, but they found us. And and then I guess the other part is just how much legwork, how much footage it took to get, you know, their desired result.
Yeah, for 15 seconds, I'm not sure how many hours, but I'm sure it was hours of filming.
Yeah, and just even down to last Saturday when they sent two people down from Minneapolis just to show us the ads, and then of course the long documentary, and just the amount of money they spent, the time they spent, the donations they made to the chamber, I guess as a thank you for letting them. I'm thinking, wow, I mean, I'd have paid you to come do this, but you know, they said that's what they're here for, and that's what they wanted to get accomplished, and so we couldn't be happier.
Mm-hmm. Of course, this was all at your annual chamber banquet last Saturday night when all this was happening, and you know, the two men who were there who were involved in all of this, putting this together, seemed truthfully really happy to be there and to have done this commercial.
It was amazing. They came down Saturday afternoon, and we had planned on having a projector set up so they could just plug their laptop in and go. And they got there, and we had some issues with that. And so we're just talking and just really super nice, down-to-earth guys. And they said, you know, what are we going to do? And I said, well, we go to Shopko across the street, see if we can find a cable to fix our issue. And we went over there. There wasn't anything. And one of them turns and goes, look at this 60-inch TV. That's what I want to show this on. And I go, okay. I'm thinking, I don't know anybody with a 60-inch TV. He goes, no, this one. I said, what's, you know, sitting there for $850 as a display model. And so he finds manager. And at first we were going to try to just kind of take it, use it for the night and return it. And finally he's like, you know what we ought to do? We'll just buy it. And then we'll show it. And then they ended up donating the whole TV to the chamber banquet for our auction. Yeah. So it was just kind of really neat. Just showed they just really cared. And I mean, I don't know how many times Saturday and Saturday evening I went, oh my goodness, are you kidding? Like you want to do that? Yep, that's what we're gonna do. Okay.
It's very refreshing, is it not, to find people in a big business. I mean, Cenex is a big business, and I'm not sure these people are actually with Cenex or whether this is a separate production crew, whatever. But they're still big city people, and they come to Audubon, and they you kind of expect them to not be quite so nice.
No, I mean, and actually, so what they're part of is CHS Energy, which is a bigger company, of which one of their holdings is Cenex. So it's a huge corporate company, and I guess one of them did say to me, he goes, you know, neither one of us ever intended to end up in a corporate job, but if we're going to be here, we're going to spend corporate money like we think it should be spent.
Wow.
And I just kind of smiled and went, okay, now I kind of know what we're dealing with.
And I want to go back. You mentioned that they bought the TV and it was auctioned. Part of your dinners for a long time have been an auction, both a silent auction and a live auction. And so that was kind of the big centerpiece of the auction for Saturday night.
It was. And then not only was that the big centerpiece, but then they also donated $1,000 worth of Cenex gift cards on top of it, some of which we put on the silent auction and the bigger one we put on the live auction as well. So they just made a huge donation. And yeah, it was something we do every year. It's our chamber fundraiser so that we can help support the businesses around here. So the timing, I mean, they weren't really ready to release this. They've got a hold of me about a week and a half before the banquet, and it just kind of ended up being the perfect place to kind of debut this, and they found ways to support us in it, and it just, I don't know if you could have drawn it up any more perfectly.
Because I think those ads are pretty much undercover until the very last moment. So, yes, all kinds of things happened to put this all together to make a really neat thing happen in Audubon. And I guess we have to especially thank Albert the Bull.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, he's a big part of it. it doesn't happen without the star of the show.
That's
so
right.
I guess we shouldn't say that Audubon people aren't on till the end, because Albert's featured
throughout. The whole time, you bet. Well, and you know, my dad lived in Minnesota. When he came to visit me, the only thing he wanted to be sure he saw was Albert the Bull. So Albert's known throughout. And so he's a very, very important fixture in Audubon. We want to thank you very much, Brandon Toff, for visiting with us. And we wish you a good time on Sunday.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time. And we're looking forward to seeing the ad.
Okay. Until next time, here's a thought. People can be divided into three groups: those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who wonder what happened.